The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone and welcome. And so maybe I maybe I already feel kind of quiet. So, this topic of speech, today's topic is truth, and meditation is, the mindfulness meditation is the practice of being truthful to oneself. That we often say, we talk about a simple recognition of what's happening in the present moment. And some people use mental noting what's happening in the moment with a little mental note, breathing in, breathing out, hearing, itching. And but those are all short, small little statements of truth, saying what is true in the moment, in our experience, in our sensory experience. But also, we can say truth about other things. Like now I'm quiet, I feel quiet internally. Or I'm agitated, or I'm happy or sad. And it's the accumulation of these simple, freely given moments of truth that build in meditation, that help things, help us to grow in the Dharma, help us to become quiet, help us to become clear, unconflicted. So you might think of meditation as the continuous act of being truthful, being true to this moment, becoming aware of what's happening truthfully. And this, of course, means much more than just recognizing that we're breathing in and breathing out. It's really recognizing how we actually are, the quality of the heart, the quality of the inner being, how we're showing up in the world at this moment, recognizing what we're avoiding and hiding from, or recognizing the emotions, the beliefs, the feelings that are driving the distracted mind, the preoccupied mind, the concerned mind. And the continuous act of being truthful creates a change. Something different happens with us under the influence of just being true. Eventually, we discover what a relief it is. Even there's a freedom to be found in the capacity, the ability to be truthful, say the truth to ourselves. And it might not be actually using words, or it might be a deeper knowing. This is what's happening. This is what it is. So as we meditate today, you might want to keep in mind that what we're practicing is not concentration, not calm, not being present for the present moment. All those things help and support what is the heart of meditation, which is being truthful, being true to this moment, to how it actually is. So, assuming a meditation posture, sometimes it's the emphasis, this is the word dignified posture. There's a dignity in showing up to be truthful, to be the truth, to be true. There's a dignity, a nobility, to be a true person. To stand tall, to sit tall, to lay down tall, here. Gently lowering the gaze, if the eyes are open, and then perhaps closing the eyes, and gently breathing a little deeper, just deep enough that you feel a fuller connection to your torso, your body, your belly and chest. And a longer exhale than usual. Long enough to let something relax in your body, giving way, easing up. Breathing out a little longer. And so that the thinking mind can quiet down. Thinking mind can relax. Letting breathing return to normal. And if you're quiet for a few moments to feel and sense and know yourself, what is true for you right now? In what way can truth-telling, recognizing the truth, be quieting, be freeing, be opening? So something inside, something in the mind or the heart, responds positively to the recognition of what is true for you right now. Sometimes breathing how we breathe is influenced by how we are. And there's a way of being grounded or being settled in what's true, whether it's comfortable or not, by recognizing how it is that it's in the breathing itself. And gently let the rhythm of breathing be like a massage or a kind physical contact, touching what is true within. When you notice that you're distracted, don't worry about that. Don't be concerned or rush back to the breath. Instead, just be truthful. Truthfully recognize that you're distracted. Let it be a moment of truth-telling or truth-recognition that is satisfying in and of itself, that's freeing, that is healing and growing. Recognizing how things are without any conflict, just the truth. whoever you are, recognizing it honestly, truthfully. Maybe taking the time to feel into yourself for what's below the surface. And in the truth-telling, might there be some relief, some opening, some making space for how you are. And then as we come to the end of this meditation, to take a few moments to appreciate the value, benefits, goodness of telling the truth to ourselves. Growth, healing, freedom, even love and compassion grow better when we are truthful to ourselves, to what's happening with ourselves and our response to the world. And may it be that our capacity to be truthful serves for the benefit and welfare of all people, including ourselves. May it be on this day that our meditation practice, our truth-telling, is dedicated to the benefit of everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.